Mother. My mother wore tweed suits and court shoes. When she came to school, my form teacher found her a perfect lady and told me henceforth my wild behaviour wouldn't be excused. If you came from a slum, it would be different. She didn't know her words filled me with glee. I hated the thought of turning into someone who carried gloves and couldn't drive a car, and I didn't want to make fine pastry or keep the linen in order. "Woman," my father said, "where is my dinner?" It was his joke to pretend that mastery, though altogether he depended on her, while she, like her unmarried brother and sister, could have lived quite cheerfully as a spinster. I was too afraid of inheriting her colon cancer and her stoic mildness to copy her ways, or even to see how much her tender courage gave to me, a stubborn daughter, keeping my own stall, earning a livelihood by telling stories.